jovial jams to get you up and running.
Check this out.
Check it out.
It's Breakfast with Friends.
Yo, turn it up.
Riley Clemens and Broken Prayers. 13 minutes past 7. We are joined now on the line by Dr. DeVos, and many people will know about your trial. Good morning, Jacques. So good to chat to you.
Hi. No problem.
So, Dr. DeVos, tell us just quickly, for those people who maybe are unclear about the whole situation, why is there a trial? What is going on in your life, and where did it all begin?
Sure, no problem. So, I graduated 2015, 2014 actually, then came down to Cape Town to do my internship at Two Military Hospital in Wynberg. Due to a physical disability that I struggle with, my internship took a bit longer than others, so it was extended to 2.5 years instead of 2 years. During my studies, I developed a passion about the whole abortion debate and how, you know, obviously as a Christian, it's wrong what is happening in our country where thousands and thousands of babies are murdered every year. And so I was confronted with this issue during my internship years. There was an incident later on during my internship where I attempted to dissuade a young girl from aborting a child. She was already 5 months pregnant. So she was far in her pregnancy.
Yeah,
and,
baby fully formed.
Yeah, definitely. At that age, you know, it's well known that the baby, I mean, she would have felt the baby kicking, and the baby's completely capable of feeling pain and, you know, what have you. It's a human being. There's no doubt in I believe most people's minds
yeah.
Whether you're Christian or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the issue came when it was found out that I decided to dissuade her from you know, obviously killing a child in my eyes. The issue was that she was not my patient. I was told about her, and I left my department where I was working in the hospital to go and speak to her to try and save the child's life. So I knew I was taking a risk, interfering in another doctor's affairs. But, you know, it's a risk I was willing to take. At the moment, I regarded the life that I was about to be taken more important than my career and what might have followed. So I took the risk, and I tried to dissuade her to not kill her child. Unfortunately, after much pleading, I was unsuccessful, and they went ahead and had the abortion anyway later that day. It's very striking thing as well is that she and both the mother that was there, she was young, and her mother was there as well, and also the boyfriend. And they all claimed to be Christian. And on that basis of sharing my worldview about abortion, I decided to plead with them not to go ahead. So it was not like me trying to convince someone of the Christian ethic before, you know, convincing them not to kill the child. They already shared my worldview, and when I asked them, you know, what are you about to do, they said clearly that it's wrong. So, that's basically what happened. That's one of the biggest complaints against me now.
Yeah.
That was before I did gynecology. Eventually, I went on to do gynecology, obviously entering a very hostile environment because now I was seen as this, you know, quote-unquote troublemaker. I was the only one, basically. There was another doctor that also shared my Christian worldview, but all the senior doctors were against
abortion.
The pro-life. They were for abortion. Yeah. They were
And so now, so now there's this case against you, and it's this thing of basically it comes down to the thing of, do doctors have the right to say no, but I don't want to perform an abortion and so forth, eh?
Yeah, so It's well known that doctors have a right, and not only doctors, but any healthcare practitioner has a right to say, I don't want any part of this. Don't want to do anything. Don't want to be part of anything that has to do with abortion. What is not well known, and to me is a very important distinction as well, or something important to note. It is well known that doctors and nurses and whoever can refuse to partake in abortions, but then the argument always follows that, but then they must refer to someone that can do it.
Wow.
Which to me is absolute nonsense, and clearly unethical. I mean, you can't ask me whether you want me to be part of murder and then expect me, if I don't want to be part of it, to refer you to someone that will help you. I mean, that's just a ridiculous argument. And so they actually changed that to the point where I, as a doctor or a nurse or anyone, can say, I don't want to help you with an abortion, and I'm not going to refer you to someone that is going to help you kill your child.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, you know,
it's on you.
It's on you. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It's really interesting just to see how the world is shaping up. And I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people were up in arms, and it's a shocker to hear in America, in the state of New York, where abortions are allowed to happen up until just before the child is born, even, you know. So, you know, we have to stop, and we have to stand up somewhere. But on a personal note, Jacques, you're not just struggling with regard to this whole situation, but you're also struggling health-wise, and you alluded to it earlier. Do you want to just share what's going on that side as well a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. So I was diagnosed about 11 years ago with a severe case of deep vein thrombosis, which is basically a blood clot, a blood clotting problem. Normally, people get it when they fly far or they're bedbound for long, and you know, they develop a blood clot, which can be quite dangerous in the acute term. So you take a blood thinning medication and you wear compression socks, and eventually the blood clot dissolves. Okay. However, because mine was in one of the largest veins in the body, it never properly dissolved, and it left a lot of scar tissue in my vein, leaving a permanent obstruction. And this this causes a huge amount of pressure that's, we call it venous hypertension. So obviously your veins are made to withstand a certain amount of pressure, but not more than that. So My problem is that because of this obstruction, the blood is having to move against a lot of pressure to get back to the heart, and this weakens the veins and causes the blood to be pressed into the surrounding tissues, and can cause a lot of fatigue in the leg and pain, discomfort.
Ow.
Yeah, so it's. Unfortunately, my condition has deteriorated to the point where I'm dependent on a wheelchair now and then, especially when I know I have to stand long or walk far.
Hmm.
There is potential life-changing surgery for me. However, it's not available in South Africa, but in London.
Oh, wow.
So the problem is that medical aids don't normally cover procedures overseas. I found out that this procedure is going to cost me around 700,000 rand, which, you know, obviously
that's
I don't
a
have.
Lot.
After being unable to work for 2.5 years because of my case, you know, I'm really not going to be able to afford it.
Yeah, so, exactly. And just to pause there, I mean, that whole thing as well is just absolutely crazy that it's taken the HBCSA so long. And I don't understand that, but maybe we shouldn't go down that rabbit hole. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No problem. Yeah, no, it's pathetic, actually, that the HBCSA has allowed us to continue to drag on for 2.5 years without any justice.
Mm.
And, like my legal team says, I've essentially been punished without a trial.
Mm.
Since I couldn't continue working.
Yeah.
Because just to clarify, what happened is after your internship, you have to be signed off in order to go and do your community service year. And then after your community service year, you can move on to specializing or, you know, going to general practice, what have you.
Yeah.
So because because of my pro-life views, essentially, I was refused to be signed off by the seniors of two military hospital.
Wow.
And I knew that, you know, well, that means I can't go and do my community service here because I'm not signed off as a competent doctor. Yeah. And it's all got to do with my pro-life views, essentially.
Yeah.
And how, you know, they just basically didn't see my views and respect my views. So yeah. That's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. Well, the last question I'm going to ask is, how do we support you? Because you've been amazingly brave and you're standing for life and you're standing for Christian values. How do we support you?
I think talking about the issue, I feel really humbled about this, but my case has gained a lot of publicity and is said to be, you know, the first time in this country since legalization of abortion about 20 years ago that the debate against abortion has awakened again. The government was very swift to crush any opposition in the past, you know, from a legal perspective, just sweep it under the rug, so to speak, in the courts. But because of the publicity, they're not able to do it this time. And I don't know if you know, but I was already mentioned in Parliament by the ACDP, who has endorsed me.
Yes.
And I've been protested. They were protesting for me, protesting for me in Nairobi outside the South African High Commission.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, so it's stirring a huge conversation. And they can't just, you know, ignore it. So this is a good thing. So just to talk about it and, you know, social media and things. And if people want to come, my hearing will be open to the public. It starts again next week, Monday, from 10 o'clock at Newland Southern Sun Hotel.
Okay.
So they can have the hearing if they want to. It's scheduled for the 28th to the 30th of October. Okay. And otherwise, yeah, you know, legal fees. I have a fantastic legal team. They're helping me pro bono, but there are some costs involved that, you know, we have to see to. So we did start a Back a Buddy campaign to help with that. And besides my legal Back a Buddy campaign for my case, there's also one started recently for my operation for the funds for that. So
sure.
Those are a few ways in help. People can help me out.
Yeah, practically. Sure. No, I love that. And messages pouring in as we're speaking to you. One person saying, good morning. We are praying for you, Jacques. If God is for you, who can be against you? We salute you for taking a stand. God will never leave nor forsake you. Remain faithful and true. And another person just saying, I'm just listening about this man who tried to save that baby's life. It's so hectic how the Christian faith is always tested and condemned. It got me thinking, you don't force a Muslim man to eat pork if that's against their religion. So why force a doctor to do abortions if that is against their religion? Why do other religions get respected but never the Christian faith? So that's obviously a massive one. And we definitely want to support you as best as possible. People asking for the Backer Buddy details, I've got those. And definitely we'll put those, pass those on to the people that are requesting them. Jacques, that's where we're going to have to leave it. But thank you so much for chatting to us. And we continue to pray for you and we will continue to support you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Take care and have a wonderful day. Hey, get better. And we trust God for miracles.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Cheers, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.